I mean, I've never, up until now, been convinced of the need to infill the quarry more to do a public awareness exercise, but clearly that has not worked. And the only way to remove the danger of the quarry is to remove the quarry. The police upped their patrols in the area and the fire brigade around there on a regular basis as well, trying to deter the kids. But the kids enjoy going around there, they enjoy gathering, and they enjoy the atmosphere of the quarry, and it's very, very difficult to keep people out of places that they want to be. A few years ago, when we had difficulties with the quarry, I got a lot of drawings from one of the planners at Fife Council, who showed a quarry that had been restored in Midlothian. So there are ways to restore and make safe quarries, but obviously large sums of money are involved in that. The only way to remove the danger of the quarry is to remove the quarry. So the new Community Empowerment Act passed this week, at least on the face of it, looks as if it could give some scope to communities to take over derelict land. And tomorrow I'm meeting with Annabelle to have a closer look at the provisions of the Act to see if we can, as a community, take over the quarry